Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom-Braff, author of Grant Me Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole is a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are doing some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you today? I know you said you were a little tired, and I said I was a little tired, and we had that in common today.
Oh, yes. I'm good, Cindy. And how are you?
Very good. And I just noticed today when I was logging on that we just reached 400 shows. We have done 400 shows now.
Get out!
Nope, it's the 400.
Wow.
Last week was our 400th show, so this is 401.
That's so awesome.
Isn't that awesome? Right, I was like,
yeah.
Oh, we've really been around here a few times, you know?
We have. 400, wow.
400 shows, so.
That's crazy.
That shows. And not counting the one I had to delete because Sal said too much, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So probably 402, you know.
So. Well, you know what, I know that you know, we've done, you know, many a show here, and the fact that we've only had to really delete one is a feat in itself.
Right. And the reason we had to delete is, and we had to remind her, you know, please do not name names of other people or things that are private.
Do not talk about other people's
show.
Readings.
Do not talk about other people's readings, even if they've talked to you about them on air, because I, you know, anybody who knows me, I never talk about anybody's reading with anybody, not even my husband, nobody. And so if you start doing that on air, I get this massive anxiety attack. Like, oh my God, be quiet. So that was the only time it happened, and now so far so good. We haven't had any more
good.
Of that. It was good, you know. So anyway, we've been having I've been getting a few emails back from people, and you know, asking Nicole, how's her marriage? I got a few in the last few weeks because we said, oh, she doesn't talk much about her marriage, so they want to make sure you still have it and everything's good. So maybe they missed the shows when we do talk about it, because we do talk about her marriage, okay?
No, I really don't have much to say, you know, but I wish McCall, and I mean, I love my wife. I love my life. It's good.
Okay, good, because that's,
you know,
what they wanted
really,
to hear.
It's really, really good. Yeah, no, no, everything is really, really great. My wife is, you know, still doing her thing. She's still doing music, and she's still in fitness, and now she's going for a job, you know, and she's actually trying to get into the union for the entertainment industry. So she's been, you know, busy studying and working for that as well, and towards that as well. You know, so she's fantastic that way. I'm pretty good, you know, aside from being very, very tired, because I've decided I'm going to attempt to do this whole fitness thing again and start losing some weight again. I've been on a special diet and a very, very vigorous workout regimen for the last 2 weeks. So my body aches and I'm exhausted from getting up at 5:30 in the morning to be in the gym, but I'm getting my workout in and I feel good about that, and it's worth the fatigue. Things are going good for me at work, and then personally, you know, it's our season. We're going snowboarding, you know, we've got plans for the next couple of weeks to be up in snowboarding, and I could not be happier.
Well, that sounds really good, and now you'll be actually in better shape to do the snowboarding.
Oh, yes,
too. So.
Absolutely. And every morning still, I know that after I got married, I had said this, but every morning still, before I touch my phone, before I even turn off the alarm clock sometimes, I roll over every morning and I tell my wife that I love her. And yeah, that's been like a thing since we got married, and it still happens every day. So it's awesome.
Well, see, you learned Grant Me a Higher Love very, very, very well, my darling. My darling, I mean, I'm so proud of you because we always say how you start your relationship is how it will continue. So saying the I love you words in the morning is a good way to start a day, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know,
I hope she says it back too. Does she say it back?
Well, when I'm leaving at 5:30 in the morning, I get more kind of like a. but in Lisa tired speak, I think that's I love you. But you know, like even randomly throughout the day, she'll text me thinking about you, love you, miss you, see you tonight. You know, I mean, and we still do that like newlyweds, and it's good because you know it's you know we got married in 2015. And it's 2018 now, so we're approaching, our third anniversary, and we're still acting like it's new, so it's good.
Well, that's wonderful. So we have a lot of listeners. Of course, if they want to talk to us, they have to press 1, and we're going to go down to 3506. That's one of my long-term clients, and she's moved, I believe it's to Chile, so I don't want to keep her waiting online because it's probably costing her a fortune, this call. So let's see if we can pick up 3506, and then maybe you can screen some of the other callers.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello, 3506. You're on the air.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. Now,
hello.
Why don't you tell her who you are, because I think she'll probably remember you because you've called in many, many times over the years.
Hi, it's Anna.
Anna, and of course,
Anna.
Anna hasn't called in a while, but maybe you can fill in our listeners and all that's happened over the year. How long have I known you?
Oh,
like
my goodness.
8 years, 9 years, something like that?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Something like that, yeah. Yep,
yeah, because I remember
and
you were like a little
guided
girl.
Me through. Oh, completely, completely. A lot of unhealthy relationship habits. And you kind of walk me through, grant me a higher love little by little, you know.
I think you're breaking in and out. I couldn't hear you. I don't know if anybody else couldn't hear you either. Oh, the call dropped. Can you believe it? That's because it's a long day. Well, if she calls back in, we'll get her. Oh, no, because she's calling all the way from Chile. So, you know, I'm hoping she'll call back in because
she is
Chile
as in the country, not Chili's as in the restaurant up the street, right?
No, like as in the country. And you know, she was a woman who seemed to have a lot of dysfunctional relationships as she's in your age range. And, of course, it isn't easy because that generation has a lot of dysfunctional relationships. And, you know, she finally left the United States. Remember, women are outsourcing for men or going other places.
Uh-huh.
And so she did go to Chile, and she did meet someone, and now they're having a baby. So I know that's what she probably wanted to share, the good news. And isn't that wonderful news?
Yes,
and so,
absolutely.
You know, so there was a lot of getting her to this point. And I think, you know, when she had emailed me earlier, she said she just wanted to tell people that Grant Me a Higher Love did work. And I think she's back on, so we're going to try to pick her up.
She
again.
She is back.
3506.
I see her right now. We're going to try to bring her back in. Hello, Anna.
Yep, right here. Hi, everyone.
Hello,
sorry to call drop.
I filled them in a little bit that, you know, you had to go to another country to find a man.
It's true. It did work out that way. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and that, you know, you're having a baby, and maybe you could tell us a little more about what you wanted to say.
Just that it really does work. Listen to Cindy. Don't be afraid to make changes in your life and get out of your bubble. Go out and meet people and have fun. And it really does work. That's about it.
And of course,
thanks to Nicole.
You are, you also came to a lecturer. About Grant Me a Higher Love, and read the book.
I met in person a couple times. Yeah,
and you were a person who really put it to work. And of course, just saying Grant Me a Higher Love, just saying that, you don't even have to
read the damn book.
Just say Grant Me a Higher Love, and you know it's a prayer.
Yeah,
but you were one.
It took a long time. Yeah.
Well, it also took a long time because your generation has a lot of trouble committing to relationships and making them work. So I think if you had been in any other particular generation in the past, you would not have gone through everything you're going through. And, you know, but you were determined that you weren't going to settle for less. And you've had your share of commitment phobics, haven't you?
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Yep. For sure.
And,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Remember I would tell you, you know, don't settle. You know, you're not going to change him. You're not going to fix him. He tells you he doesn't want it.
Exactly.
Don't keep chasing him. And, you know,
yep.
You had more than one soulmate. You're a person. It's not that you didn't have soulmates.
Oh, yeah.
It's that sometimes they could not maintain it and step
yes.
up to the plate. So I am so proud
exactly.
of you. How are you feeling?
Thank you.
Good.
A little bit of nausea. Good. A little bit tired, a little bit of morning sickness, but generally good. So, yeah.
Okay. And how many months pregnant are you now?
I'm 2 months.
Okay. So this is really
so
new.
Early, but
yeah. No, it's really exciting. And,
yeah.
And of course, how is your soulmate responding to this baby coming?
He's thrilled. He's thrilled. Yeah. He's happy about it. For sure.
Wow.
For sure.
And you also
yeah.
had courage because you weren't happy with your job in New York, and you had a lot, you
no.
know, you had trouble here in New York with, you know, it's not
yeah.
easy to be a teacher in New York, and now you,
no.
you know, you were brave, and you went to another country. I mean, how did you muster
yeah.
up that courage?
You know, it was kind of, it was a different situation where I had moved back to, but again, you know, they are getting rid of teachers. There was no more work, and I still knew that was going to be happening. They replaced all the teachers with paras, and so as soon as I knew that was happening, I said, Let me just try something different, and got a job in a different country and a work visa, and yeah, it all worked out. So,
wow. And, you know, I'm
yeah.
so proud of you, and you sound so wonderful and so happy. And,
thank
you. You know, it's a big life change being a mom, and it's
yeah.
exciting.
Yep.
And, you know, people
yep.
have to, you know, remember, I'm always the one saying, if you want babies, make babies already. You know,
yes,
because
exactly.
you can
exactly.
always make money, you can't always make babies. And it's wonderful. And remember, you thought maybe it was, you know, going to be a little hard to conceive, and boy, it wasn't, was it?
No, not at all. It worked out fine. It worked out fine. So,
just the old-fashioned way, soulmates make love, make babies. It's not that hard. You know,
yeah.
so
There were a couple things that helped. There's some apps that help and acupuncture. So, I mean, there was a little bit of planning, but yeah.
Wow, so you did some of that too. I think you probably might have gotten pregnant anyway easily, but, you
yeah.
know, when you do these extra things, it's the magic of believing and wanting, and it really makes it happen.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
I'm so happy for you. And you'll call in again and let us know how you're doing?
Definitely. Definitely.
And are you
lots
planning
of
on
you, Nicole?
Staying in Chile, or are you going to come back to the United States? What do you plan on doing?
For right now, it looks like we're staying. I mean, you never know, but I'm waiting till Oprah takes over at least. So.
Okay. Yeah, I would say that might be a smart thing to do, just wait a little while, you know?
No, we'll probably stay here.
Well, great. And thank you for sharing that. Like, you made my day with telling people that Grant Me a Higher Love works. Because we love
really
to hear
does.
The success stories because, you know, sometimes people call or talk to me when they're going through hard times. So I also love when they take
oh,
a
yeah.
moment to tell me, oh, things are good. You know, and I'm like, wow,
exactly.
okay.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much and enjoy your baby and your soulmate and your new life and everything.
Okay. You too. Lots of love.
Bye. Love you. Bye. Bye. Now, wasn't that nice? Wasn't that
oh,
nice
my God,
to hear
I love
Nicole?
It. I absolutely love it.
Wasn't it exciting? Oh, my God. I know. It's so wonderful. And it's funny because the years are going on now. So people, you know, you're knowing them a long time. So I really do see how
Ooh.
It works. And sometimes it takes a little longer than you might want it to have that soulmate happen.
Of course.
And, you
but
know.
See, that's the one problem with people today. Everybody is so used to this instant gratification that it takes, like, relationships and finding the right person, it takes patience. You need to have patience. You need to build something that is long-lasting. Like, and that takes effort, you know, and people forget how long it takes sometimes, you know. I mean, and that's why they keep repeating the same mistakes. Is because they're getting antsy that you know they're not getting what they want and they make the same damn mistake and they put themselves back at one.
Wow, and it's true. I mean, today a reporter asked me like, how do people know if they're ready for a relationship? And I'm like, well, yeah, you know, you really have to be ready to commit to it and commit to the work that it means and how it's going to change and alter your life. Right? Yeah, of course. And, you know, you have to be willing to, yeah, exactly, but if, you know, if it's given to you, you know, you have to be willing to do the work and commit to it.
Yes.
And it's going to change your life. It's going to, love changes everything. It's not supposed to change nothing.
Do you think that it's easy confronting the things about yourself that maybe not that are less than perfect? You know, do you really think that it's fun having to face those things? No, it's not any fun, but it is necessary if you're going to be a healed person and you're going to move forward in this life with somebody else, because anybody that you wind up with deserves a whole you. They don't deserve a broken you. So if you want somebody, get yourself unbroken. Take it. And then they're going to come.
And exactly. And what you said was, you know, the other part that I answered is because love brings up those unhealed issues. And people don't want to heal them. And so, like you said, and I'm very cognizant now of my clients that are always chasing after people that need fixing after they have had many readings where they hear from you cannot fix people, okay? But
yes.
They still keep chasing after the narcissist who judge others, not accountable for the behaviors, combined with addictions. And after a while, I have to tell them, you know why you keep going after people that need fixing? Because as long as you think you have to fix them, then you don't have to fix you. Because if you
exactly.
were with a healthy human being, you would have to face the issues in you that are not healed. So
yep.
that's something that if you're a person that you keep chasing after people that need fixing, you might want to examine, maybe I have some issues that I need to fix on my own. And
yep.
then I will stop chasing after people that need fixing. And if you have your own anger issues, and of course it's wonderful to pick somebody who's an addict or a gambler of some sort, and then you could be screaming like a lunatic at them because, yeah, they keep screwing up. But, you know, not surprised they're screwing up, are you? But it gives you an outlet for your anger. So I always tell people if you have
yep.
anger issues, you got to be careful because you'll always go after that toxic love. Because it's a way of, like, looking normal, but, you know, in the outside world by being a lunatic behind closed doors. So, you know, always we have to examine why are we in an angry relationship or why do we keep going after those kinds of – you look at the pattern. That's what we do here all week long. We just, you know, all for years and years, we look at the pattern. What pattern are you keep exhibiting in your relationships? And you try to figure out there has to be something in you that keeps getting that pattern, because once you break the pattern, you don't get it anymore. You don't get those relationships
yep.
anymore. So we're here to break
yep.
the bad patterns. And I always love when I hear, and I do hear quite frequently people who've broken their patterns, who have broken away from bad relationships. I tend to hear now from around the world because why good people can't leave bad relationships seems to sell around the world. And I will hear someone from Denmark saying, oh, my God, I was in a bad relationship for 20 years and I read your book and I got out of it in 2 months, which
oh,
is amazing
God.
To me. Like, they really listened and they thank me, and it was the things they needed to hear. So when we're
yep.
ready to leave a bad relationship, the teacher will come. If we're not ready to leave, I have clients in bad relationships for 10, 15 years. If they're not ready yet, it ain't going to happen. But once,
yep.
once you get that, like, pattern broken and why you're staying. So I'm so glad that Anna called in tonight, because we love to hear that. Don't you love to hear somebody doing well?
I love
and
what
happy.
I love even more. What I love even more is I love the fact that we do have a lot of new people that join us every week, but we also have a lot of the same people that join us every week. And Anna was one of those people, and you can go into the archives and you can find the shows. Anna was one of those people that was chronically in bad relationships, you know, over and over again, repeating the same mistake. You know, for a while there, you know, she would call up and she would ask a question and you would give her an answer, and then she would just, like, let it die down. Then she would call up and ask the same question for after she already received the answer. The answer was, you need to get out. The answer was, you need to let this go. And she kept expecting a different answer every time she called in. And she wasn't changing any of her behaviors. You know, she was expecting other people to change, and she was changing pieces of it, but she was never addressing the issue. And it took her, just like it did for me, Cindy, it took her a while before she was like, okay, now I guess I better do this part, and now I guess I better do this part. And it was a slow process for her. So what I love is the fact that we have the ability to go back. We have the ability to see where she was and where she is now. And it's the complete 180. And it wasn't an easy thing for her to succumb to. It was not an easy decision for her to make to change herself and her life, you know, but she did it and she reaped the benefits of it. So that's what I really love, because for a lot of the listeners that we have that do continually call in, that do want to know, listen, is he going to come back? Well, 3 months ago we said no, and we're saying the same thing now, you know, things like that, you know, just kind of accept some things as true, follow your gut instinct, you know, follow what your body is telling you. That's a physical reaction, you know. Our limbic system is in charge of our feelings. Our limbic system does not control language, so it's very, very difficult for our limbic system to communicate language for us to be able to express things sometimes, you know? So trust what your body is telling you about these things. If your gut's telling you no, then the answer is no. Don't try to talk yourself out of it, you know, things like that. And that's exactly what Anna used to do. It's exactly what I used to do. And you know what? Both Anna and I are happier people for having confronted those issues and for having to try it even your way. You know, I mean, you know, we had to succumb to that. We had to resign ourselves to say, okay, hey, listen, my way is clearly not working. I'm in the same place after years of trying to do this. I need to do something different.
Right, and that's what we find, that when we have to do something different, it's time to do something different and learn from it. And it is one of the hardest things for me is to tell people that, you know, someone, I don't see them coming back. When they don't want to hear that. You know, they want to hear, no, he's coming back or she's coming back. And, you know, after a while, I have to just say what's there. And, you know, sometimes it's like there is a possibility of the person coming. It's, you know, talking probabilities. Maybe it's a 20% chance. But after a while, it's like, how long do you want to wait for somebody who may not step up to the plate? And right now,
exactly.
I've been doing this long enough to have women now in their 40s who waited very long for some guy to step up the plate who didn't. And now they've been deprived of motherhood, and they are devastated. So I said, if you want children and you want all that, you can't waste 20 years with a man who doesn't know what he wants.
No.
You know, or a person that doesn't know what she wants.
Exactly. And you know what? And there's a lot to be said for forgiveness. Nobody is saying, hey, listen, if you had a relationship go bad, that you can't forgive somebody. Nobody is saying that, you know, if you had a falling out with somebody and you guys are no longer together, that you can't even give it a second try. You know, there's no rule against that, because you know what? Sometimes people find each other again. So it's not like it's not a possibility. But you know what?
Right.
You don't need a psychic to tell you whether or not it is a possibility. You know, you usually have a pretty good gauge on those things yourself. You know, and if your body is telling you, listen, this is just not a good idea, that means it's not a good idea, regardless of what anybody else says.
Exactly. And, you know, if we could, you know, learn from anything from this, it's, you know, don't make the same mistakes. And,
absolutely.
You know, and if you see this pattern and you see things happening again and again, it isn't you know, if you had 10 relationships with the same outcome, then maybe the error is in your thinking or in you. That's not these people.
Yep.
You keep getting the same person with a different face, okay? And, you know, it's time for a change. And also, you know, go away from your type. Try stepping away from what you think is your type, because you might be surprised how, you know, your type hasn't worked for you all these years. Try something new and different. You know? Yeah. It's like, but it's not my type. Okay. So then you're going to be miserable.
Exactly.
So it's kind of funny. Now, you have a few people screened here. Okay, what's with Andrea here? Okay, we spoke to her before.
Yes, Andrea is, she called in about a month ago, and she wanted to update you, Cindy. Now, for our listeners, Andrea was dating somebody. He was in the military. It's a little bit of a long-distance thing, and you had some very interesting things to say about this guy, even though Andrea was getting a little bit of a different perception of him. So now she would like to tell you, she finally, you know, spoke to him and she finally confronted a few things here, and she would like to give you an update on her experience.
Oh, wonderful. Now, can you refresh me as to what I said? Do you remember some of the things? 'Cause,
I know what you said. You said that he was lying. You said that he was lying and to beware. And, you know, you said that, that something about him was just coming off as not kosher. And, you know, she was like, well, you know, he is in the military and he's saying this and he's saying this and I've done this and I've talked to this. And she had a whole list of why it could not have been a lie. And now, like I said, this is going to be the update.
Okay, great. Great fill-in. Okay, so let's put her on.
Hello,
thank
Andrea.
You for the update. Hello. Thank you for the great introduction.
You know, with me, I'm sorry, but I read like 60 people a week or more.
I know.
And so I sometimes can't remember what I've said, and people always then get to me, well, you're psychic. You're supposed to know it. And I go, please.
No.
I knew it when I told you. I don't know it now. So give us a little update because we love the updates.
Well, yesterday was my birthday, so.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. But there was this guy, his name was Isom. We met on this Glide app, and we talked about how, you know, people can be whatever the sketchy behind any app and all this stuff. And I told you what the keywords were to look out for when they're not who they say they are. Well, and but there was some red flags that kept popping up, and you, I mean, I kind of agree with you, whatever he was saying, but I'm like, what are you saying this? But the red flags, anyway, I did some more searching on Google, and I kept coming up with a girl's name and same address as he was. So I asked him, I said, who is, her name is, we'll just say Kay. And he said, that's my ex-wife's middle name. Well, and I said, confess, just fess up. You know, come clean. And he still denied that he was divorced. Well, I think 3 weeks later, he finally confessed that he was still married, that they were separated. But I don't even believe that for a minute either. So.
Well, it's funny because I'm reluctant. I mean, I'm a nice person. I'm reluctant to just look at cards and say someone's a son of a bitch, okay? So when I ask a question of people, they go, well, you're psychic, you're supposed to know. I go, look, I see what I see here, but I need to hear some things so that I can validate before I call somebody a liar, okay?
Right.
And you were so kind and gave us a little bit of information. So I can't, every time you were saying, not telling the truth, not telling the truth. And these men are so stupid. And that you can Google stuff. You can find out stuff on the internet. And he was a little shocked that you were smart enough to, you know, trace that down.
He freaked out when I said, who is, I said, well, I won't say her name, but starts with a K. And who is, you know, this girl, he says. And he, apparently he, on the other end, was like shaking in his boots. So I actually contacted her on my Facebook page. And now she has all the videos that he sent to me. Now she has them all.
Wow. And
that's a biatch.
Well, and that's what I like that you're doing, because a lot of times these men or whatever, they keep going back on the dating apps and stuff because nobody calls them out on the behavior, or they don't report them to Match.com or something the way that you should. And even when you do report them, sometimes they don't do anything anyway. But the point is, if you've been screwed over by somebody, and I mean, it happened not that long ago when one of my clients came here for a reading, and she's a very bright woman, mind you. She's, you know, in law enforcement, so you know she's nobody's fool, okay? Detective, she's smart, okay? So she's smart. But the blinders go on, we like people. And she met this guy online, and, you know, he all of a sudden he had to go away. He's going to another country, you know. And I said, this is a scam artist. Okay, she goes, he showed me pictures, and he has a Facebook account. Now, this woman doesn't go on Facebook. So I said, okay, give me his name. Let me look at Facebook. And I saw he had like 3 posts. I go, this guy just started this thing like a day before he met you, okay? There's no posts on here. And I said, watch me message him. She thought she had an exclusive relationship. Watch me message him and watch him message me back very quickly. And he did, and he started in with the whole thing with me. And then, of course, I had to block him. But I said, you see?
Right.
You see what this man is? But if you're not, like, internet savvy people, or they're not used to Facebook or know what it is, they can be fooled. But, you know, she left here so deflated from the reading, and I felt terrible, but I was like, you know, and she goes, well, sometimes I feel like you just have to trust somebody. And I go, that's how these people get us. They get us in a moment of weakness when we feel like, oh, I've been jaded, so let me trust. But it's better you found out sooner than later. Don't you feel that way?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's still trying to convince me that they were still not together. I say, well, I said, are you a geo-bachelor? If you know what a geo-bachelor is, it's you're still married in the military, but you're in different states because spouse doesn't want to travel with you. So technically, you're still married, but not in the same state. But, oh, yeah, and I'm sure he freaked out about that. Oh, yeah, look up geo-bachelor.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because those are the kind of men I like to say to them, does your wife know you're single?
Yeah.
You know, because
and the whole thing with the phone number that you couldn't call me from a phone, you could only glide, you glide me. And I said, so did you glide your family too? He goes, oh, yeah, that's how I contact them. I think you must think I'm just that stupid. I said, I might be born tonight, but not last night.
But I think he probably got away with it with a certain number of women. And I want you to know that your birthday present from the universe was for this to be revealed to you. So you wouldn't waste any more time. And now your new year goes from one birthday to next. So now you're free to close that up and start over. Again, just I love these reminders, you know, men, women, whatever. Be careful on when you're meeting people online. They're not always who they say they are. I always make the joke that my father was 89 and he had pictures of my brothers when they were young and everybody else. And he was on the internet. He had like 10 girlfriends on the internet who thought he was like 40. So I'm like, believe me, people do this. You don't know who they are.
Yeah.
They're pretending they don't mean, sometimes they don't mean to do any harm. They're just lonely and they figure what's the harm? I'm making women feel good about themselves. Yeah, but you're breaking their heart eventually. But you'd be surprised how many women will just talk to a man for a very long time and not meet him and just think it's something that it's not. I mean, they come here all the time for readings. They think they're in love with somebody they haven't met. I go, I can't even do a reading on somebody you haven't met really because I don't even know who he is. But, you know, how can you be in love with someone you haven't met yet? And it's absurd, but you can't make this stuff up, right? You realize
No. And half of it is your gut feeling. I knew something was wrong, even when you said I knew something was wrong, but I just couldn't figure out what it was until I kind of put that pieces together. I need to talk to him a little bit longer to kind of figure it out. But well, the red flags are already there.
Right, but it's so funny because, you know, we're so glad that you called back and let us know because you know, it's kind of an awesome responsibility what I have for a living, and I like to hear, yes, you know, confirmation, it was correct, and I don't like looking at cards and seeing a bad person. I want to look at the cards when someone's here and they think they're in love or they're happy. I want to see good things, but if you don't, you know, you can't go and say, yeah, he's great, and what I can see is that man doesn't look like he's getting a divorce at all.
Oh, no, not at all. Mm-mm, his wife is kind of shocked. And he's still on that same app, you know, talking, I'm sure, other people. And I finally had to delete all the stuff. And I'm like, you know what? But I wasn't vindictive. I could have taken all those videos and sent them to the Army, and he would have got kicked out. But you know what? I let his wife. If wife wants to do it, let her do it. I'm not going to do it.
Right. And that's another
I'm not
thing.
That vindictive.
Take someone's livelihood from them. And again, it's his, you know, his wife knows what he's up to. She just wants his money. Okay?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
She wants his money, so... I don't think she would, you know, she would certainly wouldn't want you to turn him in because then she'd lose her money too. So
right.
But you see, a lot of times, you know, it's funny. It's a strange world now because the younger generation, the men in their 20s and stuff, tell women like their girlfriends, well, I'm gonna screw around maybe once or twice a year. I'm going to go to Burning Man. I don't know if you know what that is, but that's something in California where they just go and it's kind of an orgy kind of thing. It's supposed to be spiritual, whatever. Or, you know, I'm going to once in a while, you know, go to an escort or something. And my clients, should I accept that? I go, what are you, crazy?
No.
Just because he's being honest about cheating doesn't make a dishonest act honest. And it doesn't mean you have to accept it. You have a right to say, well, then find someone who wants an open marriage. There are people that want open marriages. Go find that person.
Right.
I'm not saying
if you do that, I'm gone.
If you know, if you want to have an open marriage, it's fine. I've had at least 50 clients who have open marriages, and not one of them lasted, by the way. Not one.
No, that's
And I always look at them and say, you know what's going to happen? You know, she's going to screw around with the guy without you being there one day, or he's going to fall in love with that other woman, and, you know, it's a mess, but if you think it's going to work, good luck, God bless you. You know, if you want that, that's fine, but could you imagine, but this is the new breed of men. They're going to be honest about having their cake and eat it too, so that's okay now.
Yeah.
So,
I'm about karma. I'm not about being vindictive, so... No,
and again, leave it in the hands of karma because he
may,
though. You know, this should have been a warning to him, kind of a kind warning to him, because he's going to do it to the wrong woman, and she is going to turn him in, by the way.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a warning.
Videos. They're still on my phone, so.
Wow.
I mean,
it's
still
on
the app. They're still on the app. I mean, I he deleted all, like, the really, really bad ones, but the ones that are saying, you know, all these things about me, how all these feelings about me. I did save some of those are still on the app, but you know, I don't talk to him anymore. I mean, I just deleted him. So, but somebody will be more vindictive than I will. Cause I'm not
that's
about
what
that.
I'm saying.
I don't want that karma coming back to me. So I don't want to ruin that, but I just want her to know, and you can do with what you want with it.
Right. And that's why, you know, some of the things is, I think, you know, a lot of these men, they've been caught cheating before. They know their wives aren't going to do much about it. You know, they may get hell for a month, but that they don't care. And remember,
right.
Ashley Madison outed a lot of people. That was the
I know.
A lot of people, a lot of my clients, believe it or not, caught their mates cheating because Ashley Madison.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And they were, you know, shocked, absolutely shocked by it. And, you know, it's funny because the people who outed these people were, you know, kind of computer, you know, really geniuses, smart people who really thought, how deceptive is this site? And they decided to, you know, just break into it and out it. And, you know, it caused a lot of marriages fell apart for this. But, you know, the thing about, you know, this kind of cheating is that, you know, in this day and age, like, you know, incurable herpes and drug-resistant gonorrhea, HIV. It's really not a joke if someone's screwing around. And so a person has a right to know if they don't want that in their life, then just find somebody who wants it. You know, I'm a very liberal person.
Right.
I don't care if you want to sleep with 400 people. Just tell them all what you're doing, and if they're all cool with it, that's fine. It's just that it's so much of this cake and eat it too. And, I mean, it's getting worse now in the last few years, I think, Tinder and the dating apps have made it worse, but I just see more and more, you know, younger people and related, they just can't have relationships. They're just not working.
No,
they don't know how
to
do it
because they're on their phone all day long. They can't talk to people.
And they just, you know, it's so sneaky. It's so easy to be sneaky because of your own phone. I mean, I knew when I was growing up, if somebody's parent was having an affair, everybody knew it because there was one phone in the house. And that was usually in the kitchen. And everybody heard the hang-ups. And everybody heard the conversation.
Yep.
And everybody knew. Okay? So you couldn't keep it hidden the way people can keep it hidden now.
No.
And I am a believer that, yes, we do have to lock our phones because other people might, you know, if we lose it, they could see all information. But I think between couples, you should have the same passcode. Like people, why should your husband or, you know, wife lock their phone? What is it that you can't see? And what, you know, in the past you could pick up any phone and use it. He wasn't like, I can't use your phone. So it's like with my husband, we both have the same passcode. And like, if my phone's down here, he'll just pick it up and he'll use it or I'll use his. It's like, I don't have anything to hide in my phone. And my husband's very respectful not to read my emails. He wouldn't read them anyway. He could care less. But, you know, a lot of it was private between my clients and I, and he knows that. So he wouldn't even, you know, he understands that. But the point is, why do you have to have, like, aren't you, like, suspicious of a husband or a wife that won't let you look at their phone? Like, what's
that's
in there?
That's a red flag. Yeah, that's a red flag.
And I'll oftentimes tell women, well, go home right now and tell your husband you want to look at that phone because they don't, like I could tell that he's cheating and they think he's cheating. I go home and ask your husband to look at his phone right now. And the husbands won't let them look at it. If he doesn't let you look at it, you know he's cheating. If he's not cheating, he will let you look at that phone. And so if he doesn't let you look at it because he doesn't want you to see it because he could keep lying to you, then you have to look at that as a really red flag that he's got a lot to hide. And it's, you know, calling people on this sneakiness, which is just, it's just people are so, like, they don't feel, like, safe in their relationships a lot of times. And that's really awful. You should feel safe.
Yeah, sad.
And I'm glad that, you know, you filled us in on this. And you will, by the way, this is your birthday year. I'm going to pull some cards on you. Don't forget, asshole. For now, and you know, karma will get him. And
yes.
What I'm seeing for you is this is a year of love coming. Money looks better. There's a lot of changes in here, but good changes.
So love is in the horizon for you. So don't be afraid to get back out there. You didn't get too hurt because you went there with your eyes open and your gut, listening to your gut.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and again, go in with a sense of humor to the dating world. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You know, don't take it personally. It's not about you. It's about these people that lie a lot.
Right.
And, you know, I'm so glad you did fill us in on it because you – It really was, and it didn't take long for you to find out. It was only a few weeks, right?
Yes.
Wow. And now I'm sure, you know, have you deleted him from all your contacts and everything?
He wasn't in my contact. I just deleted him off the app, so I don't even see when he's on there. But, yeah, he's still on that app, but I don't talk to him, and I deleted him off the app. So, but I know he's still on there because the little green light comes on when you're on there. I don't think you must think I'm stupid.
I just think sometimes, and it's funny. It's another thing, like, when people are dating someone, you have a right to tell them, you know, I don't think you should be on the dating apps anymore. I mean, it's amazing how people are dating someone and they think they're serious, and then they're still, and they check on the app and they see the guy is still on it or the girl. I'm like, well, you got to ask that. You got to, don't assume they went off because you went off of it. You know, check, see.
Right.
And, you know, it's just crazy. The whole dating world has gotten so complicated. It really is complicated.
I know. I just turned 55, and I never thought I would be, you know, going through all this kind of crap at my age. I'm like, you know, these people, I mean, 40s and 50s are acting like, you know, 20-year-olds. And
you see, that's what it is. It's a certain immaturity, all this ghosting and things that people are doing. It's like, this is what a 10-year-old might do. I mean, act like a grown-up, for God's sake.
Right.
You know,
right.
And if you go on a date and it doesn't work, well, just tell the person you're a very nice person, but I don't feel the chemistry. I wish you luck. You know, it's just, you know, be nice about it.
Right.
Don't just disappear. And especially they're disappearing more when there's a connection, by the way. When they feel really strong connection and then they don't really want that, they just want to screw around. Well, tell the woman that. Look, I wanted to screw around. I didn't want to fall in love. I'm sorry. I don't want to see you anymore. It's like too strong for me. Be honest about it. Don't make it like the women, you know, feel like they've done something wrong. Like, what did I do that he ran away? You know, it's sad. Isn't that to hear, you know, somebody think, I think, what, did I do something wrong? No, you didn't do anything wrong. And it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
We're just asking for a little return to honesty. But it just seems to be just people used to pretend a little bit to be nicer, I think. They didn't always show. I mean, they probably were just as crazy, but they just didn't show it so much or so obvious as they are now. Well, thanks for sharing your story. We're going to try to get
another
listener. And keep it.
Let
us know when the love surfaces. That's the real
full
name.
I will.
Happy birthday and good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Nicole. So. That was a very interesting little, you know, coming through. And I'm so glad that, you know, she let us know that, you know, because remember I was looking at those cards and it came back to me as she was speaking that, oh, there was nothing good showing up on that guy.
Yeah.
And I like the way they have all the answers for you, though, you know?
Of course. All the best liars do have all the answers.
Right. Of course. And, you know, as for you, aren't you glad you're married now?
Yeah, I'm very, very pleased to be married. I don't envy people that are looking for love now because it's just, it really is so difficult, you know, and I am at a loss for words. There is a complete lack of people being like that are actually able to develop solid relationships and meaningful relationships. It's missing. You know, that part of us is gone. I think that technology has taken it over and nobody knows how to form these relationships. Nobody knows how to, you know, there's too many apps to do everything for you that people don't know how to talk to each other anymore. They don't know how to even like each other anymore, you know, without an electronic filter. So I feel for all of you single people out there, and I'm telling you right now, the best thing to do is go back to basics. Lose your damn phones. Lose the damn text messaging and start getting to know people organically again.
Right. It's true. And it's so funny because it's really a problem in colleges, particularly community colleges, where they wait for their class, you know, the teacher or the professor to come in and they're on their phones and they don't talk to the people sitting next to them, and they're not getting to know any. So they'll go to college for 2 years at say Suffolk or Nassau, and they meet nobody. They don't meet a new friend, don't meet anybody. It's like, put your phones down. Like, if I was a professor in a college, I would say there's no phones allowed in the room before I walk in. Because I would want them to be able to, I would want them to talk. Talk to your person next to you. Open up a conversation. And that's why people can't, you know, they can't meet naturally because they're not even connecting when they're next. I mean, I don't understand how you can, like, swipe with a Tinder person or a Bumble, but you can't talk to the person next to you in a classroom. That seems absurd to me.
It really, really is. It is.
And it's funny because when I tell people you can meet people a bit going about your life, they're like, well, how?
The old-fashioned way. Our population is at an all-time high. What do you think people did prior to the last 15 years or so, prior to all this technology? They went out. They talked to people. They had conversations. They met people. They did for others, and in turn, they kind of got the reward for themselves. That's what they did. They weren't going out there with, you know, just stalking somebody, and they weren't going out there on the hunt. People spoke to one another.
Right. They did. They communicated, and you know, even if you're shy, I said, you don't have to do, you know, just be a good listener. You'd be surprised how many people like to talk way too much. And if you're a good listener, you know, they'll think you're the most fascinating person in the world, even though you said two words, because they'll just know you listen to them. So just be, you know, listen to people and, you know, get over your own shyness sometimes. You know, it's shyness is fear. It's fear of rejection. It's all kinds of fears. But, you know, get over it a little bit. You know, talk. And, you know, it's and think about how – many people go to therapy. How many people go to psychics? Why do you have to pay someone to talk to you all the time? Why can't you talk to other people? Like, if people were listening to what I'm telling them, I would be out of business, okay? But don't talk to me or ask me if you think your husband is cheating. Ask him. Find out from him. Find out if you want to know if someone cares about you, what they're thinking, don't ask me. Ask them. They're in front of you. Ask that person. Like, talk about the things that are bothering you with the people or what you want to know. We shouldn't have to go to psychics to figure out what people are thinking or if they like us.
Nope.
We should be able to figure that out by communicating.
But that all happens when you've got meaningful relationships around you. You know, if you only have that group of people that you text or that you reach out to when you want to go out, or, you know, you have those people that you just text, you know, when you're bored, you know, or things like that, you know, where there's no conversation there. I mean, look at what, go into a TGI Fridays or an Applebee's, you know, on like wing night or something like that. If you look at most people sitting at these, and I'm talking mostly about the younger generation, but it's even happening with the older generations now as well, because they're adapting to this, you know, to technology. They're adapting to what the dating scene has become. And you know what? You can look at these tables and literally see a table, you know, full of about five or so young people. And they're all on their phones. They're not engaging with one another. They're all on their phones. They're texting people that are not there. They're not enjoying each other's company. They are just texting people that are not present at the table. They're taking photos of meals, and they're taking selfies. Then they're posting those selfies, but they're not having conversations that are not superficial ones. You know, I mean, so in that sense, it's even what we think are our personal relationships, they've become automated.
Exactly. And, you know, it's fine. You can have your technology, you can do all of that. But don't forget to, you know, communicate and talk. You know, we're more connected, but less connected.
Technology isn't bad. Technology isn't bad. Too much of it is bad. You know, like anything else, moderation. And technology actually, I'm going to tell you a brief story, and then we'll go up back to the caller, you know, that we have queued up for the last 10 minutes of our show. You know, technology isn't all bad. The other day, it was yesterday, last night actually, I got on the train And normally, and because my car has been in the shop, so normally I don't really go into the section of the train because I actually like my alone train time. That's my time to just close my eyes and zone out. And I don't like to zone out when I've got people sitting next to me. So I'm very particular about where I sit on the train. And yesterday I went into a spot on the train that it was right smack in the middle of everybody. Don't normally go there. And I look down and I see a wallet. And it's underneath the seat that is across the aisle from me. So I pick it up and I look inside. There's no ID in it. There's a bunch of credit cards in it. But there was no place where I could send it. There was nothing with a driver's license. And then I flip over one of the little folio pieces and I see credentials and a badge. And now I know that somebody who was in law enforcement has now lost their identification. So I was like, now if I would have turned it into the conductors, they would have given it to somebody else who would have given it to somebody else. And only God knows when this guy would have gotten back his stuff. So what I did was I went onto Facebook and I found him. And he was not very active because he's in law enforcement. So as with most law enforcement people, he wasn't active on Facebook. But I put in his last name and I found somebody with his last name. And I contacted that person who had just made a post a couple of hours ago. And I said, hey, listen, do you know this person? Yes, that's my brother. What's going on? I said, well, I found something of his. If you please would have him contact me, I'd like to get it back to him. And the guy called me, and he was like, oh, my God, you saved my life. And he got his wallet back. So I used technology, and I used Facebook to get a hold of this guy within minutes of him leaving his wallet behind on the train. And he had it back first thing this morning without waiting for the mail and without waiting for a cop to give it to a cop to give it to a cop. You know, he got his stuff back right away. So technology is good in some aspects when you use it properly. But when that is your only form of communication, when that is your only plug-in to the outside world, and that is it's becoming your only plug-in to the people in your life, that's a freaking problem.
Right, exactly. And, it's wonderful to see how honest you are and how you returned it and how wonderful that was. Because now, you said you sat where you don't really ever sit. Don't you think that man's angels made a good person like you sit there so you could find it and return it to him?
Well, you know what? What's actually ironic about that, Cindy, is that just before the New Year's holiday, the trains were all screwed up, and I had gotten off the train, and I was waiting for my connection, and I found another wallet on the floor a couple weeks ago. And I picked it up, and I looked at the ID, and it had a license in it, so I was just going to mail it out the following day. Then I realized that I was on the incorrect platform. And as I'm going to run down the stairs to go onto my platform, because like I said, I wasn't even supposed to be on that platform. I never get off on that platform. But the trains were screwy that day, so it left me on 3 instead of 1. So I had to go downstairs. And just as I'm going downstairs, I see this kid come up, and he's looking for something clearly. And I called out his name because I read it off of the license, and the kid turned around. I said, did you lose something? He goes, I'm looking for my wallet. Have you seen it? I said, as a matter of fact, I did. And right before, like this was like the Friday before New Year's, and I was able to give that kid his wallet back with his credit cards and $200 of cash in it.
Right. Wow. That's amazing. So, that's
two
the kind of person.
Inside of 3 weeks.
Well, that's because God knows you'll give it back to the people. So he lets you find it.
Exactly.
I know it's funny. The other night, I was doing a psychic party and I was trying to find the house. So I opened the window, right, and it's like freezing out. But anyway, I left the window open and my pocketbook was on the front seat. And I came out and it was still on the front seat. I was like, dear God, thank you for having whatever angels watched over my car when I am a stupid idiot under the light where you could walk by and see it. It was one of those times where you just say, that reminds me, don't rush so much. Please pay attention. You know what I mean? What you're doing. We're always in a hurry, so we don't have that minute. We don't have that minute to just let me double check and everything.
Just give things a second, guys. Give things a second. It's all right.
All right. Now we do have Pat, I think, is geared up. So let's do our one last caller. And we got to try not to run over tonight because I got a little email saying, please close your show on time. Okay. So.
Sorry about that, Blog Talk.
Okay. All right. Because sometimes we do run over. Okay.
We do. And actually, because I do have a couple of, I did have a couple of people queued up here. So if we did not get to you tonight, I do apologize that we ran out of time here. But please call in next week. You could always email Cindy at what email, Cindy?
Cindy Sansone Braff, which is C-I-N-D-I-S-A-N-S-O-N-E Braff, B-R-A-F-F, at gmail.com.
Awesome. So please,
it's very easy. It's just my name
like
with no hyphens. It's my name with no hyphens or any or spaces.
All right. Well, you can always email us next week if you did not get on tonight. I'm sorry that we didn't get to you today. And now here we go for our last 5 minutes, and we're going to speak to Pat. Hello, Pat. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Pat. How's our favorite client? What's happening with you?
Your favorite client is okay.
Good.
How are
good.
You doing?
Good. We're fine here. So what's happening in your world?
Oh, what's happening in my world? It's kind of crazy. We have a few things going on. We know that Michael is up to something. We don't know what it is.
Michael, he's now at school or something? He's in the Navy now.
But we know he's up to something, and we have to find out about Alexandra because she was in that school. She's supposed to be going to BOCES, and they had kind of given her, a runaround with this other place where she went to take the tests. Before that, they wanted to just go get a job first and see different things. So I don't know what you think here.
Well, it looks like you're going to have to probably let her get another job for a while because it looks like that's what they want. I don't know if you're going to be able to get around that, you know. Did they want her just
get
some work experience? Is that what they want from her?
Yeah, I think so. I think they wanted to get the work experience, too.
Right, and she's at the age where she should have had a job, some sort of a job anyway. So, you know, does she want to work in a store or something? Or does she have any idea what she would want to do?
Yeah, well, Joe, she wants to be either an artist or a singer or a dancer. She's been watching the Cake Boss, and all of a sudden now she said she don't mind if she's going to go to the bakery and design the cakes like the guy does on the Cake Boss.
Well,
so
maybe she can get a job in a bakery. Everybody wants to be a singer, dancer, but you got to get a day job sometimes for a little bit. You know,
I know you got to get a day job.
That would be
a good idea for her. Take
she would probably do very well to even to go work in a place like that, like a bakery. So, you know, let her apply there. I mean, I think if she does that, then BOCES will, you know, they want to see what she likes. I mean, don't they have a chef program or a cooking program there or something?
They have all kinds of things in BOCES, but where she is right now at that school, it's called Ability School. It's Ability School where she's going, where she went and took the test and stuff. But the guy there, D'Angelo, he said that she doesn't seem to be focused. She doesn't know really what way she wants to go or what she wants to do. She wants to be this, she wants to be that.
And you notice how they don't have any career guidance here? Like, how is she going to know? She's a kid, okay? So, you know, maybe, you know, they have to have some more career people to help them because, you know, how are they going to know? But, you know, I think she will be okay when she, you know, trying to get her a job, you know, see if she can get one in a bakery or, you know, because she is creative. You know, she could draw the pictures of the kid. A lot of people can't draw those things, you know, that she can draw.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that would be, you know, something. She'll be all right, but she does have to probably get a little bit of work experience. It's probably not a bad thing for her. And
I don't think it's a bad thing for her to get a job either. I think it's very good experience.
Okay, so I'm just saying to get her out in the world and be responsible. Because she, you know, and I think it'll be good for her self-esteem, too. She feels like she can, you know, function in the real world, not the school world. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Now with Michael, what makes you think he's up to no good?
I know he's up to no good. I know that.
Yeah, the cards are not showing up great on him here. Okay.
Or her mother.
Yeah,
both of them are combining to do something here.
Well, I think...
His cards
are
no good?
No, just watch your back with him. Thank God he's in the Navy. Where is he?
He's in Florida right now, but he's planning, I think, to get out in March, and he's planning, I think, to come back here. But I suggest that I tell him to go get an apartment somewhere else. He's up to no good, and I think he's up to no good with the grandmother, too. I think the two of them are combining to do something.
Well, I don't think they're going to do much.
That's my personal opinion.
I don't think they're going to do anything. So I don't think they're capable of doing much. So I wouldn't worry about it too much. Just, you know, you have your eyes about. Just don't let Michael come back home. Just don't let Michael come back home. Don't let him
come
back home. Don't let him come live back in the house if you can help it.
Don't let him come live back in the house.
Right, because,
you see what he's up to? He's up to no good. I know you said that, but what is he planning on doing?
No, I don't think he's doing anything that major. I just think he's maybe, I don't see anything major here at this point. I just think that, he was always a person he's a little sneaky and stuff like that. He's
sneaky isn't the word.
He's sneaky, but I don't think he can. He's not going to hurt Grace. I don't see anything like that. I mean, he's done okay in the Navy, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to get into colleges, trying to pass him to go to colleges so he can get out of the Navy and have the Navy pay for him. But so far, the colleges have been saying no. So I don't know if he's going to get into college or not.
Well, he can get into a community college. That's for sure. I don't think he's going to get in one that, I think he's, has to get his grades up,
Yeah, I know his grades. Yeah, I know.
So if he goes to a community college, he can get into a community college, no problem. So maybe he's got to start there. If you haven't done your schoolwork in high school, I wouldn't expect you're going to get into Harvard.
He had everybody else do it for him.
Yeah, well, now he's paying the piper. But
now
it looks like
right.
Just as long as he's not living in the house, he'll probably be okay.
Not living in the house, he'll probably
be
okay.
If he's not living in your house, he'll probably be okay for you guys. I just wouldn't put him back in the house with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
let him back in the house
if he can help it.
Well, she's saying, Grace is saying, what is she supposed to do? She's not too much with the mother. The mother's going to take him back to upstairs.
Well, then let him go upstairs. Let the two devils live upstairs together. That'll be fine.
The two devils upstairs together.
Let the two devils. We'll see who kills which one first. Who kills who first?
Which one will kill which one first?
just leave them up there.
We're trying to get money. We're really trying to get. We need money very badly. We're in so much debt, both of us, Grace and I. You see anything for this year coming for us?
Yeah, I think you're going to rent your apartment, so that'll give a little income. And Grace looks like she's. Did you rent it?
No. Actually, the condo association made a thing for just January 1st that you can't rent it. You have to get on a list. So I'm not supposed to have anybody in my apartment. I have to go on a list.
Well, go on the list then. Go on the list as soon as you can. Go on the list. And it looks like Grace can get a pretty good job coming up soon.
She can get a pretty good job?
Yeah, there's a nice job showing up here. So I don't know where she's got to look, okay, but there's a job here.
Office?
She's got a lot of skills. It's a full-time job, though.
It's a full-time job. They seem to be looking at her credit rating, and they said they don't want
to. Yeah, well, that's what you're going to have to do is, when you don't have a good credit rating, you can't get a job nowadays. But you can get one if you go in an interview, and when they ask, is there anything we should know about you, you can say, well, my credit isn't great. I'm divorced, a single mother, and I've had a few hard years, but I'm working on building the credit. She should also have to start working on you can get your credit rating up by some simple tricks that you Google and find out about. She's got to work at getting that credit rating up. But she's going to have to address that problem, let them know, address it in the interview, because they're not going to hire you. But if you say that, I'm a divorced single mother and it's been hard, and, of course, I'm trying to get a job so I can, get my credit rating up, and I'm working on it. Okay, so you got to address it. You can't, if you talk about it and they like you, they won't necessarily hold it against you. But she's got to work at getting that credit rating up.
Is it more like in the offices, like in what she used to do, like the insurances or something?
Yeah, it's more like that.
Or?
It's more like that. But insurance isn't going to hire her with a bad credit rating.
Bus driver or a school bus driver or – you said an office, you said, right?
Well, it looks like an office. But, it's possible with the school bus driver here too. That looks okay.
For the bus driver too?
Yeah, but she's got to get that credit rating up. She's got to. Okay. I mean, you can do it, simple tricks. Just Google it. There's some simple tricks that can get it up quite a lot. It's unfortunate. I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of people don't realize that you can't get a job if your credit rating's bad. People won't hire you.
Yeah.
And isn't it funny? You're out of work, so of course your credit rating's bad.
Well, actually, Actually, she's a school crossing guard temporarily, but lately, I don't know, she's been having trouble with this one cop goes by. He saw her in the car one day, and he starts screaming at her, "You have to be out of the car. You know, you were on the phone." You know? Now, every day he goes around and makes sure she's outside the car and not in the car. But she was told when she took the job that when it's cold or whatever, she could sit in the car because no kid's coming. But she jumps out of the car when his kid's coming. But this guy seems to be after her for some reason, and I don't know why, this cop.
Oh, I know. Well, I don't know, but we have to close up because they're going to cut us off. So
Okay. Anyway,
call in again and let us know what's going on. But her job is to get that credit rating up.
Okay, I'll tell her.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Good night,
Nicole,
before they cut
Thank
us
you.
Off. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We'll speak to you next week, everybody. Good night, Nicole.
Good night.
Good night.